This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, watch what you can do up there. And, you know what, grab a copy of my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things that they told you that you are and that's wrong. You know, look at the left hates labels, except when they're using them on you. Which time is totally fine, totally acceptable, and no matter what they are, totally okay. So again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you also go up there, you can buy one of my coffee mugs, which helps me put money in my pocket. We're okay with that, right? We're all capitalists on the show, aren't we? It's always good to do. You know, We could do these kind of stories all night long. And I get the biggest kick out of it. The Dems always, they've got it. And you know as well as I do. If you've listened to the show for any length of time, you know I'm not talking about every Dem on the planet. I mean, my family are Democrats. They're Massachusetts Democrats. They're not as whacked as some of these other Dems I deal with. Seriously, and not because they're my family, because I don't mean that by any stretch of the imagination, but look, both sides have them. Let's start off there. I think some of you forget. We've got them, too. But the difference is, I think the difference is, we don't denounce them. I mean, we don't say we don't have them. And when they really get stupid, we get on them. We are quicker to tell our people to step down, get lost, get gone, re-register, than the Dems are. My case in point is Anthony Weiner. How long did it take them to really get around him and go, stop this. Stop this foolishness. You're killing us. Get gone. It's the wrong thing to do. Caracas reports a major earthquake of a magnitude 7.3 in Venezuela's eastern coast. That's just what they needed, right? Home to the largely poor fishing communities. It shook buildings as far away as Colombian capital of Bogota, knocking power out in parts of Trinidad. Now, the earthquake's depth was about 76 miles below the surface, obviously. And you know what? Which that helps. You know, the deeper it is, the less damage it'll do at the surface. Venezuelan officials said that there were no immediate reports of injuries. Two sources of the state oil company told Reuters that the oil fields were operating normally. Venezuela's not in good shape to deal with the natural disaster. It's already wrestling with a crippling economic crisis. What was it? They're expecting it to hit, what, 1,000,000% of inflation? God. Seriously. Well, I'll tell you what's funny about this. Where are you Bernie Sanders supporters? Where are you guys on the left that you're talking about how great socialism is? Why aren't you talking about this? What was the failure here? Who did the wrong thing? What happened? It's already in a natural disaster. I mean, think about this. They already don't have enough food to feed their people. They already don't have enough medical supplies. They already don't have enough gas to move around. And now what are they going to do? Come on, think about it. What are they going to have to do now? Right? They're going to have to reach out to the United States and other places to get food and help and what have you. This tremor was one of the country's strongest. It hit at 5:30 at night. Right? And if you think about how, look, Venezuela, shut up. Venezuela, very, I mean, the pictures I've seen, I've never been there. I've seen pictures of it. Very pretty. By the way, if you want to buy me a round-trip ticket, well, maybe not now. Later on, when I come back. More than happy to go on your dime. Right? I mean, but thinking about this, they can't handle this issue. Now, people are already in trouble. Now they're out of the streets because of the aftershocks. Waiting to see what happens. They have no water. They really have no water in some places now. Right? They said one of the buildings in Caracas tilted the top five floors of an abandoned 45-story skyscraper. Now, the problem with that is nobody's got any money. They don't have any money to fix it, take it down, or do whatever. The tower was originally intended to be a bank center, but abandoned in 1994, later occupied by squatters for years. It features in the U.S. television spy drama Homeland, right? And again, you look at the top of the top five floors, bad shape. I feel, you know, so our hearts and prayers go out to those people. Really, those poor people are really gonna need some help. And those of you little trollers that are listening to the show, I'm gonna start doing this just for giggles, right? No collusion. It was no collusion. In all of everything that went down over the last day or two, there was no collusion. You know what I'm saying? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Hogg, what a great name for him. Trying to hog all the TV time. David Hogg wants Nancy to take a hike. And he doesn't, he's like, you know, hey, time to really just move on, retire. No, he doesn't approach it that way. Like a lot of people in his generation, like a lot of those mad young people, why do they have to come off the way they do? Show me the young kids on the right that are like this. I'm here. I'd like to see it. Send me a link. Send me the pictures. Show me the hateful stuff they're saying. Because I can't find it. I go looking for it because I want to have some fun with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck.
or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563, and always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. I like when you're tagging along, being involved in the conversation. This is the dumbest chair that I bought. Comfortable, yes. Dumb. I feel like I have a dress on when I sit in this chair. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, before we went to break, I was asking the question, you see these young people on, on some of the different shows, different channels, and on that interweb thing all over the place. Why does it seem like the young left, the far left, the young left, they're always so mad, so mean, so nasty, the way they there's never a soft, easy way. It's always like, you blankety-blank this and you blankety-blank that. And I went looking just as a giggle to see if I could find the right doing the same thing. I'm not talking about protest now. I'm talking about just even doing, interviews and such. It's like there's no decorum, there's no niceties, there's no anything like that. Now, David Hogg told Nancy Pelosi, or as he puts it, old Nancy Pelosi, move the blank off the plate and let us take control. It doesn't, let me see, that doesn't sound like tolerance, that doesn't sound like understanding, and man, what makes you think you deserve it? What do you bring to the table? What do you offer? I'd love to get this guy on the show. He wouldn't come on the show. Activist David Hogg, I would rename that to spoil brat David Hogg, talks of his generation of gun controllers in New York Magazine cover story. He thinks of Representative Nancy Pelosi and says, hey, move the blank off the plate and let us take control. That's what he says in the magazine, right? Now, Hogg often employs the word narcissistic to describe himself. He and fellow student gun control activists just wrapped up their summer bus tour, which focused on registering new gun control voters and pressuring Congress to pass more gun control laws. While many students rode on the bus, New York Magazine explained that Hogg often rode separate. Now, why is that? Doesn't he want to be part of the team, part of the crew? Right? Hogg, in fact, was frequently not on the bus, but traveling separate in a black SUV accompanied by, bodyguards with guns. Right? Think about this. Hogg rose to prominence in the gun control movement followed by the February 14 Parkland High School shooting. He emerged from that attack voicing support for numerous new controls and was ruthless in his criticism of gun rights. On May 26, he tweeted a rhetorical question trying to suggest, about widespread private gun ownership. He said, private gun ownership is partially to blame for school shootings. Right? He says, Dave, I love this thing, by the way. He says, remember a time when there wasn't a school shooting every week? I don't, because I wasn't alive. Actually, David, I do remember when there wasn't a school shooting every week. It's actually been recently. Now, you can't find a time when there hasn't been a shooting in Chicago every week, pretty much every day at this point. Did your bus go through Chicago to protect those young kids? Probably not. And I'll tell you, I'll even go further with this. Not only do I remember a time when there wasn't a school shooting every week, every month, every year. I do remember a time when we had guns at school. I remember a time when we had rifles at school. I remember a time when the NRA used to offer classes through schools on how to handle guns safely. And yes, there were guns on campus, in schools, at the gun range, in schools. And guess what we didn't have? We didn't have shootings in those schools every week, every month, or every year for that matter. For that simple. You just proved the point. You're too young to make these kind of decisions. You're too inexperienced and immature to try to make these kind of decisions and push this process down our throats. Army Ranger Benghazi survivor Chris Pronto responded to Hogg saying, I remember it was before your generation started shooting up schools, David. Well, that's a good one, too. Even though we still had guns, thank you for confirming it again. It's not the gun, it's the person. In particular, it's your peers, your generation, and your people that are doing it. It's perfect, right? That's a perfect response, too. Hogg says he wants to start college in 2019, then take off in 2020 to work with a presidential campaign. So then why start 2019? Why not just wait? He's currently 18 and knows more than most people on the planet. That's me, not him. He plans to run for Congress when he hits 25. He makes clear that his goal is to be the kind of gun control congressman he is currently asking others to be. Well, we'll work hard. Thank you for that upfront information, David, because we're going to work very hard to make sure you never make it into Congress, because people like you are the same people that will take away our rights to make sure you have your rights that you perceive you should have, because you're so much smarter and better than us. Right? You know more than us. You know how to, I mean, at 18 years old, you've got all the answers. I love it. I think it's amazing. I just had this conversation with a young person, and that's exactly what I got from them. That us old folks need to move over because young people know better. And that's amazing. I mean, narcissism at its best, is it not? We were always told you needed to have experience, you needed to have time. And as we got older, as I'm getting older, I realized the same thing. You know, I used to have a joke that when I was a young guy, when I was 18 and 19, my dad was a flaming moron. He knew nothing. He was an idiot. Couldn't stand to be around him. He embarrassed me. He was so stupid. And then somehow, I think secretly, he took night school. Because by the time I was 25, he was a genius. He was a flipping genius. And now as I'm getting older, I'm looking at it. And going, you know what? He had me fooled. He was a genius the whole time. No, it's just that we get smarter. We figure it out. We understand how it works after a while. My aunt used to say the same thing to me in the sense of, you can't be the boss from day one. You got to learn how the business works. And at 18 and at 16, 17, 18, 19, right? You got all the answers. You can't tell me. We come back on the other side of the break. An Obama-appointed judge gives no jail time to Pakistani IT staffer Imran Awan because he suffered enough. I mean, can you believe this? I told you it's not equality. It's control they want. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has been found guilty of 8 charges at his bank and tax fraud trial. President Trump in Charleston, West Virginia, says He has no connection to Manafort's legal problems.
This has nothing to do with what they started out looking for Russians involved in our campaign. There were none. I feel very badly for Paul Manafort. He worked for Bob Dole. He worked for Ronald Reagan. He worked for many, many people. And this is the way it ends up.
The president's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, has pleaded guilty to 8 charges as part of an agreement. He has agreed to a prison term, although the judge is not bound by it. He could spend 4.5 to 5 years in prison. The judge will sentence him later at a future date. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Yeah, there you go.
I ain't going to school no more. Not me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And you know what? I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, there's so many other stations you can be listening to, so many other shows you can be listening to, and here's how I'm going to put it to you. I really believe that you guys have a high IQ because you've chosen my show to listen to. And I do appreciate it. Listen, you want to know what's going on? You want to be able to take advantage, if you would, of me? Send me an email, capital TRS in the subject line. And I want you to tell me what the topic you want me to take on, who's the guest you want me to have on, that kind of thing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do you remember the Pakistani IT guy? See, this is, again, it's right back to what I've always said. It's not equality. If I was Trump, I'd be upset, too. If I was the other guys, I'd be upset. Because if an IT guy had done the same thing working for Republicans, and Republicans asked for leniency, there would be all kinds of garbage going down right now. But, you know, what is it, Imran Awan, he was the IT staffer that worked for Wasserman Schultz. When everybody else fired this guy because he had issues, he had problems, he had security issues, she kept him. When he got caught leaving the country with laptops and things he shouldn't have, information he shouldn't have had. I mean, really, seriously, this guy was a major league security risk. And he was picked up on bank fraud charges. Think about that. So I want you to think about what happened today. Now you've got somebody picked up on bank fraud charges that is a Democrat friendly. And look what happens. So an Obama appointed judge gave him no jail time. Why? Because he suffered enough. Well, Manafort suffered enough, right? I'm sorry, was it? Yeah, it was Manafort. They had him in solitary confinement 23 hours a day. Where's the justice? Where's the equality they keep talking about? Remember, back in July, criminal Pakistan IT worker Imran Awan pleaded guilty to making a false statement on loan and credit application. I love this. In a hearing on Tuesday, Tanya Chutkan, an Obama-appointed federal judge, gave Debbie Wasserman Schultz's Pakistani IT staffer Imran no jail time because he already suffered enough. And he will only serve 3 months of supervised release. So we're going to let him out. No, he's already gone through enough, poor guy. Besides, all he did was lie on an application, which is not true. They haven't even finished the investigation, gone through, looked at, why would he be running out of the country with data he shouldn't have had, with money he shouldn't have had? Oh, yeah, look up the story. I'm not going through the whole thing. Right? Now, Imran's Hillary-linked attorney, Chris Cowan, trashed President Trump, Senator Grassley, and other Republicans as deranged and pathetic and without a shred of decency when they called all this stuff on the carpet. Irwan, the former ITA to congressional Democrats, this is part of the story that was printed, whose federal bank fraud case has drawn the interest of top Republicans, avoided jail time after the defense complained about disparaging comments made against the defendant by President Trump and others. Wow, that's all it takes? I got to keep all these things close. So if they ever pick me up and take me to jail for anything, I don't care what it is, I'm going to use all these defenses. One of them has got to work. You know, we'll call the one of them, I've already suffered enough defense. I mean, think about all the anguish that I went through thinking that you're going to come pick me up, thinking that I'm going to get in trouble, that I might have to go to jail. That's anguish in and of itself. Leave me alone. During a hearing Tuesday in Washington, U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan sentenced Awan to 3 months of supervised release time. Chutkan decided the unfounded allegations against Awan also did not impose a fine. If they were unfounded, why give him anything? Why would you give him any time at all? If they're unfounded, they're not real. Right? Awan, who pleaded guilty, unfounded, but he pleaded guilty. Man, you know what? Remember when I used to tell you guys that the Mayans were right? The world did end 2012, but it wasn't really ended. It kind of started spitting in reverse. Everything that's right is wrong. Awan's lawyer, Chris Cowan, who was a former aide to Hillary Clinton, trashed President Trump and other Republicans in a letter he wrote. Now think about that. This guy pleaded guilty. He said if he got a second chance, he wouldn't waste it. And the judge let him go. Mr. Gowan also claimed that Irwan was only in a panic to get money quickly so he could realize his dying father's dreams to build a charity hospital. He called it a woman's shelter. Give me a break, will you? Now, the Daily Caller at the time reported that the land used for the alleged charity hospital was stolen from farmers. Well, if you're going to make it a woman's shelter, right, you should be able to steal it from anybody, shouldn't you? The story is also at odds with a 2009 Pakistani newspaper article, police reports and lawsuits in Pakistan, as well as those interviewed. Those alleged that Irwan tried to cut others out of a fraud-plagued real estate deal and secure a massive inheritance in the form of a major real estate complex. The complex was known as the Colony. It was massive. A dozen farmers accused Irwan and his father of stealing their land, subdividing it to build the development. The 2009 article said that Irwan used the political muscle stemming from his job in Congress to attempt to frame his alleged victims. Right? I mean, think about this. The Faisalabad Agricultural University facility apparently paid for some of those plots, but said that they too were ripped off. Well, this guy just went after everybody, and nobody cared. See, I always said that it's always amazing to me, like, you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she does something nasty. Right? She does something borderline illegal. She fixes it for Hillary. And when she gets caught doing all this nasty stuff, what does she do? She doesn't get fired. She gets a lateral movement to Hillary's campaign. Probably made more money, too. So these groups said they were ripped off by Awan. The president of the Faculty Association told the paper that Ermron and his father refused to turn over the deeds, and that in January 2017, Ermron cautioned him that he has got powerful political connections. So you better watch yourself. I mean, think about that. Can you imagine going to... See, I don't even know how this happens. How does this play out? I can picture this in the mafia world. I can't picture this in the congressional world. What do you do? Go to your boss or you're the IT guy. Think of the relationship you'd have to have with her, Wasserman Schultz, to say, look, I got these people that are giving me a hard time about property I stole from them. I need you to back me up. I need you to get involved. What, they not check anything out? They're not looking at anything? The Pakistani spy ring that infiltrated the House Dems is one of the biggest scandals in U.S. history. But where is everybody? Why don't we see it all over the place? And the guy at the top of it went unpunished. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she employed this guy. And people that work for his company and his brothers. And they were paid over $4 million to do cybersecurity. And guess what happened? They were the security breach. They worked for her for what? 13 years. And then Ammon was arrested as he attempted to flee the U.S. after wiring approximately $300,000 to Pakistan. And when he was arrested, he was carrying $12,000 in cash on him, and his wife was carrying another $12,000 in cash. And then when they were in Pakistan and his brothers and others, now this is unheard of. They were accessing the servers from Pakistan. How does that happen? Really, how does that happen? If they're supposed to be head of security, how does that happen? This stuff just makes me crazy. This is exactly the stuff I talked to you about it truly isn't a single issue. And it proves that they don't want equality. They want total control, people. Guess what California is banning next? They're on a ban spree. Increase sexual activity of young people and ban everything else. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll see you on the Real Side.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help?
Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain.
Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Let you take a few minutes to get the sand out of your toes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And you know what? There's so much going on. There's so much to keep up with. And if you don't want 24/7 political stuff, then this is the place to be. Look, I do some political stories. I do social stories. I mix it up. I scramble them up a bit, like they say. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged and you want to do something, you want to make a difference. Everybody should want to make a difference. Seriously. Otherwise, why bother? Don't get involved. Don't bother me or anybody else. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are involved and engaged and being with us. You know what I mean? I know, never mind. The California, I don't know what it is with these people. I don't know if it's something in the air. I always joke about somebody's pumping some funny stuff in through the ventilation system in Sacramento. They have to be. I can't imagine them real. They really believe that the stuff that they're putting up there is good for us. I'm just not buying it. Maybe I should. But California's legislature just passed a bill to prevent restaurants from offering soda and other sugar-added drinks to children. So again, you're not smart enough to decide what your kids get to drink or don't drink. I mean, doesn't that infuriate you, Dems? They're not looking out for you. They can care less about you or your parental rights, for that matter. So the U.S. World of News report says that the bill was introduced in response to a rise in obesity, which, according to legislation, increased 250% in the state from 1990 to 2016. Okay. So you're going to walk over to their house and take the soda out of their refrigerator? You're going to take those Snickers bars out of the kids' lunchbox? What are you going to do? You realize this is a parental thing. They're the ones deciding how to feed their kids, what to feed their kids, and why. And the schools, the elementary schools in this state, they all have great meals. And then they got this cart at the end of the meal, you know, the meal row there that's got nothing but garbage in it. Now, are you going to eat the apple, the salad, and, I don't know, cheese sticks? Or are you going to go for the double Snickers bar with a, you know, Musketeers bar draped around it? What do you think? You going to go for the white milk? You going to go for the chocolate milk? I'm sorry, where's the obesity coming from? So, and they're concerned about the rise in diabetes. Right? And you know what? This stuff starts to go away when you allow kids to go out again, when you bring physical education back to schools, when you let them go out for recess. Remember that? When they actually could run around and play. They say that many families lack adequate time to obtain and prepare healthy food, making dining out an appealing and often necessary option. You know, right, so spend more money. Okay, whatever. As a result, more than one half of the food expenditures in the United States are spent outside the home. Nationwide, American children eat 25% of their calories as fast food in other restaurants. Children consume almost twice as many calories when they eat a meal at a restaurant than they do when they eat at home. You know, this is like I used to tease my dad. He would go out, and for dessert, he'd have a piece of chocolate cake and a Diet Coke. And you look at it and you go, really? The Diet Coke? What does that do for you? Senate Bill 1192 states that any restaurant offering a child's meal must offer water, sparkling water, or flavored water. That's not sugar, is it?
Sometimes not.
Yeah, well, the unflavored milk and a non-dairy alternative that is no more than 130 calories of standard as a standard drink option. The bill was overwhelmingly approved, 32-70, California Senate, and may pass the Assembly 46-26. So, let me see if I get this right. They're going to tell you what sugar your kids can have and not have. What soda your kids can drink and not drink. They're going to tell you as a parent what's good for your child. Right? They've already taken a lot of your parental rights away. They've already made it so you can't decide what your child gets to eat or not eat. And I find that infuriating. I don't know why more of you don't. Doesn't make any sense to me. I would be ripped if I was you people. And again, the part that really, I don't say it's infuriating, it doesn't make sense, is the fact that they really think that this makes sense to them, that they have a right to do that to you. They have a right to decide for you, not with you now, mind you. They have a right to decide for you what's right and what's wrong, what you should be feeding your child and what you shouldn't be feeding your child. Now, I know even if you're a Democrat, you have to admit that's your decision, is it not? Whatever you feed your child is totally up to you, or should be anyway. Why you're letting them get away with this, I have no clue. It makes absolutely no sense to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's have some fun. I don't know if you guys have seen, what are they called? The Deplorable Choir. I don't know if you've seen these ladies before. But I got the biggest kick out of them because of their songs. And what they and the message they convey in their songs. And I'm sure that there's people on the left that it just makes them nuts. So we'll have a brief interlude on some music, but I just think it's hilarious. I really do.
Like money and a job, you have big dreams of a border wall. Wanna keep your doctor and keep your gun. By God, vote Republican. If you like the sound of the draining swamp, your freedom's got in the Constitution. Wanna keep America great again. By God, vote Republican. You like shit on the streets of San Francisco. Then
you know, I should switch that. You know, the somebody just told me that they were up in San Francisco, and they actually have cleaning crews for human excrement now. That's their job, just human excrement. Now, you guys thought I was joking a few weeks back. Yeah, they brought it up and threw me off. You guys thought I was joking a few weeks back when I said, look, here's the deal. They actually have poop maps for San Francisco. So you know and you know you're supposed to, if you got the map and you're walking around and other people walk, you're supposed to mark where it's at, and that's not so they can come clean it up, but that's so other people don't step in it. Do you remember when it was like nasty enough stepping in dog poop? Now you got to worry about stepping in human poop. Are we serious? And here's another state, another city, major city run by Democrats, where you can easily, I mean, San Francisco used to be a beautiful, beautiful place. Everybody wanted to go there, hang out, visit, go for a vacation, whatever, and just enjoy it. Not anymore. They're not interested anymore. I don't want to go up there and accidentally, especially at night, step into stuff that I don't even want to look at, let alone step in. And then we have pictures of, the needles that were stuck in the trees. Like they used them and said, went to throw them on the ground and went, no, that's not good. Somebody might step on it. Here, let me stick in this tree. Get the tree high or something. You know, instead of letting them run the streets, instead of doing it the way the way they think they ought to do it, why don't they get some, find some areas where they can bring them in, they can bring these homeless people in, and help them out. Allowing them to crap in the street, allowing them to shoot up in the street while they're probably taking a crap, is not helping them. Get them into a facility, even if it's a makeshift facility, is better than them, again I say, being on the street. And the city's spending money doing poop maps. I love it. I think it's hilarious. And now they have a poop crew to go clean this stuff up. When the new mayor took her office a little while back, she was unaware that this was going on, which I think is hilarious. I mean, if you're running for mayor, where were you walking? Where were you going? Where were you campaigning that you didn't see this? I'm just curious. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Give me your email address. I send out an email a week. It's not like it's going to make you nuts or anything. You don't want to read it, you throw it away. You don't want any more, you unsubscribe, or you buy stuff from it. Hey, have a great rest of the day. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. God bless.